Salt Creek. They have a canal too.
Okay, how about the, in the city?
Chicago River, Calumet River.
And now a high point of land, very high point of land, say out in Colorado here at least.
A mountain? Peak?
A smaller one, one you might have in this part of the country.
A hill?
Now, if no one lived next door, there were no building here, you might call that a what?
Vacant lot?
Anything else? The kids are out playing in the what?
Prairie?
Would you call it a prairie even if it were only one lot? You might call it a prairie even if it's only one lot?
Hardly.
Okay, how much bigger would it have to be?
Well, to be a prairie, it should be more than two lots, let's say.
Okay. Place where ships stop and freight is unloaded.
A wharf?
Another one.
A common name is a dock, but it's incorrect.
Okay. What else they call it? What about down in Chicago where the university
goes? A pier?
Yeah. What is that build that called? The place where the University of Illinois is now.
Well, it's the Navy Pier.
Now, on these roads around Chicago, outside, right out on the western edge of the city, these roads you have to pay on. What do you call those?
Turnpike? Toll road is probably what you want.
On the toll road, the places where you stop, you can eat or get gasoline.
What do they call them? Service areas.
And how would you describe the composition of something like the toll road? What kind of a road?
You mean the pavement, or?
Yeah, would you call it a
divided highway, or?
I was thinking, would you call it a cement road, a concrete road, or a hard road?
It's concrete, I would say. All the modern ones.
How about the other ones, the older ones? The dark surface.
Black tops.
And this out in front here, this is Oakley. What is Oakley?
A street.
All right. Now, they don't call all the thoroughfares or all of the roads in Chicago streets. Do you make any distinction in your mind between a street, a road?